This is the music of G-Love and Special Sauce, specifically the song Come Up Man from their 2014 album Sugar. And even though it was released just last year, the album has that original funk, hip-hop, blues sound that first defined G-Love and Special Sauce 20 years ago. The group formed in Boston in the early 90s, became the house band at the Plow and Stars in Cambridge, and rose to stardom after MTV put one of their songs on heavy rotation. G-Love and Special Sauce just released their latest album, Love Saves the Day. And I spoke to G-Love, a.k.a. Garrett Dutton, back in 2014, and I asked him about the band's Boston roots.
I originally moved here because it was the only city I knew about where you could play legally as a street performer, a busker. So the first time I came to Boston was to go to Inman Square in Cambridge and get my street performer's license. So that first summer of 92, I was playing out in Harvard Square and in the T. And that led to getting a couple gigs around some local spots in Boston. And one of those gigs was opening up for a band called Banana Fish at the Tam O'Shanter in Brookline. And that's where I met my drummer, Jeff, who was dating the cocktail waitress.
And then also Jimmy Prescott, bassist, sort of was thrown into the fray there. And in 1994, the three of you put out your self-titled album, which I have to say is, even after 20 years, still amongst one of my favorites.
Thank you.
So let's hear one of the songs off that album that really defined the G-Love and Special Sauce sound.
Yo. Could I get a cold beverage? I need some leverage, a sweaty ass, that's a lemonade, would be nice, stop a spice from the top to a VK. Got a bar, got a drink, fuck girls, got the bait on a front board, I got some icy. If you like a taste of tea, then come along with me. Summertime is steaming, don't give me no buzz. Splash some ice and a dash up from the S Martini time. Yeah, yeah, feeling golden, bring your own beverage. It's me, so it's cold. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah.
Okay, so that's obviously cold beverages off your self-titled 1994 album. And I have to say, we got a tweet from Chris Devers, who's hashtag he must get this one a lot, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Any particular cold beverage is your favorite, or do you like them all equally?
Lemonade. I even got a tattoo.
Oh, you do? It's right there on your right bicep. All right, so, I mean, that is one of the songs that really defined the sound, that people have called hip-hop, soul, even sloppy blues. Although I'm not sure I like that one.
Funk, I like that one.
You do like that one. Okay, everything in between. Where did this sound come from for you guys?
Well, first I was going to say I wrote that cold beverage tune sitting up at somewhere right up of Commonwealth Ave up in Alston or Brighton, waiting to get my brakes fixed in my 63 Dodge Dart, and I was reading this paper and I saw the word cold beverage and I said, I like cold beverage, yeah. And I wrote this song, and so that was a good Boston hit for us. But we kind of figured out a way to mix up Delta blues and kind of old school hip hop, and that was, we didn't figure out a way. That's just the two kind of musics that we grew up playing and I grew up playing, and then it kind of really clicked.
And, I mean, was it something that you'd always wanted to bring together, or did it sort of naturally happen with the three sort of sets of skills and interests that came together when G-Love and Special Sauce was formed?
Yeah, it really was a unique thing. It was a combination of Jim's jazz, Jeff's blues, and New Orleans influence, and then my Delta blues and hip-hop, and that was kind of the sound.
Well, the new album, Sugar, came out in, what, April of this year,
yeah,
roughly, and people are saying that one of the great things about it is that that blend, that particular G-Love and Special Sauce blend, is shot through this whole album, so it's still there 20 years later. You're here with your guitar and your harmonica, so I'm wondering if you could play something for us off the new album.
All right, this is a song called Bad Girl Baby Blues. Let's spin some old records, baby. Or just give me half a chain to get
get you dancing around my room with nothing but your underpants. Light some candle, yeah. Oh, let's burn one down tonight. We've been blackout and bruised, bloodshot and blue, torn down, rung up, don't you know what, baby? We paid our dues. You're the one I choose. I refuse to lose my bad girl, baby blue. It's hard to say all the reason that I love you when you're pushing me out the door. Was yours, so treat it good, baby. Get some pawn shop glasses with some paint on the wall. Oh, just look at me deeply, baby. I'm the man that knows just who you are. You're the one I choose. I refuse to lose my bad girl, baby blue.
Yeah. That's Garrett Dutton, a.k.a. G-Love, playing the Bad Girl Baby Blues off G-Love and Special Sauce's new album, Sugar. Wow, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
What was it like coming back together with the guys after 8 years to make this album?
You know, it was great. We had asked Jim to come join us in the studio. We were out in Jack Johnson's solar-powered plastic plant, which is a solar-powered all natural wood studio in Hollywood. And the first night, actually, we had a special guest join us who was Dave Hidalgo from Los Lobos.
From Los Lobos, yeah.
And that was the only night he was available to come in. So we said, well, we kind of wanted to just jam at three of us for a while. But anyway, it worked out. But that first night, we really caught a fire. We rehearsed with Jim for about 3 hours and just dialed in what we were going to record with David. And then when David came in, we had three songs picked out for him. We had a song, Good Life, and a slow song, Windshield Wipers, and a song called Nightlife, which was kind of a John Lee Hooker cover. And just the combination of Dave being there and then Jim coming back and just being on fire, it was just, we caught some real magic in those 5 days, and it really felt good.
Well, and you can hear it in the album because not only do you have David Hidalgo of Los Lobos on there, but you've got a couple other really big names playing with you as well. I loved the track where Mary Clayton sings along with you. Now, she's probably best known for singing with Mick Jagger on the Stones' Gimme Shelter.
Just this little song.
Just a little song. And also, she's one of the main stars in 20 Feet from Stardom,
right.
A great documentary, and just a fantastic and an accomplished singer in her own right. So I want to play a little bit from One Night Romance, which she sings with you on Sugar. So let's hear that.
One Night Romance, baby, get up, let's dance.
So yeah. Awesome to hear that. What was it like recording with her?
God, it was just a great day. Mary came in, and she was just about the nicest lady you ever want to meet. We drank some Pinot Noir, and she must have told stories for about an hour and a half, and then we just looked at each other and said, well, what do you think? You want to do it? Yeah, let's go do it. Yeah. So we went out, and it was cool because, you know, she's very accomplished. I mean, she got a record deal when she was 16. She's from New Orleans. She was one of the original Ray Letts, Ray Charles background singers. Sang with everybody from Sweet Home, did the background of Sweet Home Alabama, Gimme Shelter. So, you know, it was like one of those things where you're just trying to just be as great as you can be and,
next to
and
her.
Hang with her, you know. Yeah. But she was so encouraging and, you know, anything. She really was into the subtle, you know, the way that each word's going to rhythmically punch through the track.
Right.
So, and my delivery is kind of naturally a little bit, you know, sloppy blues, like you said,
well,
but
you know,
it's kind of lazy, and she was coaching me to really get on point with some of the swing of the lyrics.
Yeah.
It was helpful.
It was interesting that you're saying that, like, singing next to her, part of the challenge was just to keep up with her, because you can hear a little bit of that in the track, but what I liked about it was that, like, through that, I was hearing your and the band sort of respect for the music, that the original music and the influences that go into making the G Love and Special Sauce sound. But I do want to sneak in one last question with you before, I know you got to go because you got a show tonight, but, you know, we've talked about how G Love and Special Sauce have been around for 20 years now. Fans love you. The music is great. I mean, we're just hearing evidence of that live right now. And I note that, you know, for example, back in, 1999, on one of your previous albums, you played the song Rodeo Clowns with Jack Johnson, right?
Yeah.
And since then, you've actually opened for Jack Johnson.
Oh, I'm on his record label.
Yeah, well, so that made me think, like, you know, there are a lot of folks who you've opened for that, you know, in my mind, maybe it should have been the other way around. Like, they should have been opening for you. You've been on the scene a lot longer. The talent is more than there. Do you ever wonder about that? Like,
I think, you know, there's two sides of it. There's always the music and the music business side, and you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, it works both ways. Like, there's plenty of people that we open up for that now would open up for us, and there's plenty of people along the way that open up for us that now we open up. I always say, like, I'm happy with playing for a zero to a million people because I'm happy with myself playing music.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Really, it's just about that. And if you can keep it about that, then you can do it forever.
I'm going back to Boston. I think I'm losing my mind.
Garrett Dutton is also known as G Love. He's the vocalist, guitarist, and harmonica player for G Love and Special Sauce. I spoke with him back in 2014. We'll go out now on their new song, Back to Boston, off their just-released album, Love Saves the Day. Well, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.